Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mgela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29 Pandula 2023 ngoTabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abantu eZimbabwe kumbe emhlabeni wonke jikelele bebecabanga ukuthi umuntu angakungathatha umbuso into zodlakela kumbe into zama-human rights zizoba ngcono. Abantu laba belahlekile njalo basalahlekile.
Inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International yethule ugwalo oluveza ukuba ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuqhubeka kusiyaba kubi elizweni.
Ngiyala ama-accused persons namhla ama-matters wonke a-postponed to the 18th of October 2023 for trial. The other matter is not yet ready for trial.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awayebandla eliphikisayo le-Triple C kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba abatshutshisi bebengakabi lobufakazi obeneleyo bokwethulela umthethwandaba. Kulabantu abayisithupha abasebenzela inkampani yemuroba Diamonds Mine abafele engozini yokuwa kwendizamtshina emangweni wezwamahande eMashingo namhla ekuseni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Amnesty International yethule ugwalo namuhla oluveza ukuba ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuqhubeka kusiba kubi elizweni. Ithi uhulumende kaMnangagwa ufana xathu lokamuye umnumzana Robert Mgabe, umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Esethula ugwalo lolu eHarare namuhla, umsekeli kamholi weAmnesty International eZansi ye-Afrika, uNkosikazi Vongai Chikwanda, usole uhulumende kaMnangagwa esithi uyaphambili ngokubopha nokuhlukuluza abantu mahlayana, njalo wakhuthaza inhlanganiso yeSADC le-African Union ukuthi zingenele kudaba lweZimbabwe ukuze amalungelo abantu ahlonitshwe. Umongameli Mnangagwa usanda kutshela umhlangano omkhulu owe-United Nations General Assembly eMelika ukuthi uhulumende wakhe usegxilise umbuso okhululekileyo kanye lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu eZimbabwe. Kodwa uChikwanda uthi uphenyo lwabo lolu obeluqakathekisa isimo samalungelo oluntu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa lokamuyi uRobert Mgabe luveze ukuthi ababili laba zimbila abantu abanye. I-Amnesty International ikhuthaze uhulumende kaMnangagwa ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo, yakhuthaza njalo i-African Union le-SADC ukuthi zingenele ukuze kuqedwe ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu eZimbabwe. Lokhu kugcizelelwe umkhokheli wakinhlanganiso kuleli uNkosikazi Lucia Masuka.
The African Union, we also have two recommendations. We're calling upon the African Union to
umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change CCC uSenator Felix Magalela Mafa uthi bayavumelana nalokho okukhulunywa yi-Amnesty International. Amazwi kaMafa afikele izikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu.
So ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe kumbe emhlabeni wonke jikelele bebecabanga ukuthi umuntu angakungathatha umbuso into zodlakela kumbe into zama-human rights zizoba ngcono. Abantu laba belahlekile njalo basalahlekile.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana uthe abakunanzi okukhulunywa yi-Amnesty International osaphethe umsebenzi wokukhitshwa kwemibiko kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Farai Marapira yena uthi ngamanga akhulunywa yini inhlanganiso.
Amnesty International serves a
agenda and their agenda.
Ugwalo lwe Amnesty International lolu lulesowe sithi Zimbabwe Human Rights Under Attack. Inhlanganiso le ithe isibonelo sokubotshwa kwabantu bavalelwa kwesikhathi eside bengavunyelwa lokuthi bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Abafana lo wayengummeli wezengiza West umnumzana Job Scala webandla eliphikisayo le-CCC ukwethulwa kwemithetho efana ne-Patriotic Act lokuhlukunyezwa kwabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo iningi lawo kungawe-CCC. Ithi njalo ukudutshulwa okwenza abantu betshengisela ngo-2018 lokungenela kukahulumende endabeni ezisemthethwandaba ngokunye ukuveza ukuba isimo samalungelo abantu asimanga kuhle elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ukuchonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha e-CCC agoqela amalunga edale lePhalamende amabili, umnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba oyeChabalala Phelanda Phelandaba loSarenda Kapoikulu oyobulawayo Central kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba idale lingakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo. Abasolwa abamiswe emthethwandaba kamantshi okwesibili e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besetheswa amacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelene lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umtshutshisi utshele umthethwandaba ukuba behlulekile ukuthola ubufakazi obacelwa ligqwetha likaSiziba labanye bakhe obuvela kunkampani kamakhala ekhukhwini eye-Econet. Ngokunjalo idale liphe ophenya icala uTinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi uSiziba wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Udaba lolu luzangena njalo enkantolo mhlaka 13 ngomfumfu. USiziba uKapoikulu labanye babo ababalisa uElderman Ernest Rafemoyo, uTendai Masocha, uKansila kaWard 20 uSimbarashe Dube noKansila kaWard 13 uLavuel Mwinde babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapholisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo ngesikhathi sokhetho okulicala lakuqala. Elesibili kungelokuthi bephula umthetho weCriminal Law Codification and Reform Act ngokuthethisa uMamoyo. Igqwetha labasolwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa okunengi.
Ngimela ama-Accused President, namhla ama-matters wonke a-postponed to the 13th of October 2023 for trial. The other matter is not yet ready for trial. Instead, isahlanganisa izinto zayo, isa-extract ama-evidence, ngaqeda izasinikeza i-trial date. Then the other one, remember last time, signed the application for court stay location. So, sayikhambisa e-Econet. Hayi siyanika kuphela u-investigating officer asinika abanye abantu. So kathesi ikhothi ibe i-directive ukuthi u-investigating officer ahambe ayinikwa i-coastal location. So next after 2 weeks siyazisenguka izokhomenta i-trial.
USiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elihlukeneyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders le-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba kajabuli ngenani labantu abaze ukuzosekela izibotshwa kuchasisa igqwetha labasolwa.
Hayi bampo ukusaba i-crowd bona abantu babuyile ukuzasupporta kuphela, so babone i-large number of people ababuyile ukuzasupporta, otherwise abakonfrontwanga abathethiswanga, ukusaba bona nje ukuzisabela ukubona i-number of people ababuyile.
Unkosikazi Soneni Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi. Omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba Nkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 wobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kulabantu abayisithupha abasebenzela inkampani yeMuroa Diamonds Mine abafele engozini yokuwa kwendizamtshina ewele eplazini lePeterhouse ezwamahande eMashingo namhla ekuseni. Ababili kubikwa abeyizizalwane zeZimbabwe, abanye abane becatshangelwa ukuthi yizizalwane zeIndia. Indizamtshina le kubikwa ibifele eHarare isiya emgodini wamadayimana oyeMuroa Diamonds oseChivi, njalo akukaziwa ukuthi kuyini okubangele ingozi. I-Studio 7 ifike lapho kuwele indizamtshina yathola izakhamizi zalindawo sezibuthene ziphathisa amapholisa ukubuthanisa izidumbu zisithi zizwe umsindo lindizamtshina isiwa, zahle zagijima ukuyaphathisa kodwa zathola abakade bekulindizamtshina sebefile bonke. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe ingozi le yenzakala phakathi kuka fast 7 ekuseni kusiya ku 8 ngemva kokuba lindizamtshina isuke eHarare ngehola lesithupha ekuseni. Le isiyingozi yesibili lonyaka kulandela ukuwa kwenye indizamtshina eyayilezisebenzi zeMuroa Diamonds ngonhlolanja eBeatrice eMashonaland West. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, uhulumende weMelika ukhangelelwe ukuvala ezinye inhlangothi zakhe ukusukela ebusuku kusasa ngoba esephelelwe imali yokusebenzisa. Imbangela yalokhu yikudonselana okukhona phakathi kwamalunga edalela ephalamende awebandla elibusayo lamaDemocrats lamaRepublicans. Amanye amaRepublicans avimba ukupasiswa kwesikhwama semali emele esetshenziswe nguhulumende ukusukusela ngenyanga ezayo kusiyafika umnyaka ozayo ngoba esithi inengi kakhulu limali. Iphalamende ingehluleka ukuvumelana namuhla lakusasa kungaba kabi phakathi kwamabili izisebenzi zikahulumende ezinenyi zizamiswa umsebenzi futhi zize ziyebhadalwa nxa sekube lokuvumelana uhulumende esevuliwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika, umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Indaba le iyahlupha mako lama Republicans ama Democrats ungela abantu abaphakathi ngantu ngama moderates esasikubona kudala laphana kwakule Gang of 8, Gang of 6, sibona ngantu kwakulabantu ababe bele imind efananayo ukuthi bancedise uhulumende ahambe phambili ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-federal government is the biggest employer lapha elizweni leli, so bangavala yonke into yabi simile from borders, judges, imisebenzi esetshenziwa ngi-government yonke engantwa yabi silimele. Siyakwazi ukuthi la kuyaaffect i-economy ngoba khonapha izinto ziyabe zingasahambi in terms of trade and all that. So hayi, kungantwa this time around kulabantu abangenileyo ku-Congress or i-Parliament yalapha abalama individual interests, and siyabona ukuthi ku next year kulokhetho luka 2024 and sibona uTrump ngantwa nguye ofuqa abantu bakhe ukuthi bavale igovernment ukuthi economy iwe ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi economy ingawa kuzabanzima ukuthi bakhethe umnumzana Joe Biden engimaye nguye or iDemocratic Party ngoba bayasebeyisola. Siyakwazi ukuthi izinto ezinjengalezi they have ethwa hi-ripple effect ukuthi akusoze kusilimaze in the next few months but after next year kuyabe sokungena khonapha nge-shutdown ingaba khona.
Kungenzeka yini ukuthi kube lokuvumelana phakathi kwama-Republicans lama-Democrats kwenqatshelwe ukuvalwa kukahulumende?
Hayi, ukuthi bazavumelana ama-Republicans lama-Democrats angikuboni ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umnumzana Kevin McCarthy ulabantu abangemuva kwakhe abangantho abazi bazamxotsha uma engayekela ukuyenza izinto abazifunayo. So ama-budget numbers angikhona they are too far apart ukuthi kube le negotiation unless uMcCarthy engavumelana lama-Democrats and then he loses his speakership because sibona ungule solution. But I we just pray for the best, but sokuzaba le nkinga lapha.
umnumzana Tim Moringai yisizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika. Abantu abakwamanye amazwe abaphephele kwele South Africa lamhlanje abatshengisele emahofisini awenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees bekhala ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo abo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Igciwana leziphepheli ebelitshengisela leli lifike emahofisini enhlanganiso emela iziphepheli emhlabeni jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees ePretoria bephethe amagwaliba abhalwe izikhalazo zabo. Akhona bebhalwe izikhalazo zabo zokufuna ukuphiwa incwadi zokuphephela kanti kamanye abakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana amapholisa afuna imali yesibumbathiso. Ubekhokhela abakade betshengisela laba umnumzana Olivia Kalenga uthi kunzima kakhulu kuningi labo ukuthi kola incwadi zokuphephela emahofisini ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ngenxa yokwanda kwenkohlakalo.
Even those who go to appeal and whatever.
Kungaze ube uphethe liphi iphepha nxa uthi uyengeza amalanga kufuneka imali.
In order to get that.
Umnumzana Lichi yakho odabuka kwele Democratic Republic of Congo uthi batholiswe amagapha avuzayo ngamapholisa ababopha lanxa belazo incwadi ngoba befuna amantshontsho. Unkosazana Dolly Mbuyi uthe uhlupho olukhulu yikuthi iningi labantwana beziphepheli lezi kabaya ezikolo njengoba kufuneka incwadi zokuphephela abangelazo. Langamazwi agcizelelwe ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe ebesikulokhu kutshengisela esingathandanga ukuvezwa igama sisithi iningi labo sebesesaba lokuyathatha incwadi zokuphephela ngoba besethuselwa ngokuthi bazabotshwa ngoba akulambi elizweni labo.
Kubuhlungu kakhulu lokhu ukuthi kanti kambe amalungelo oluntu awekho yini na eSouth Africa njalo abasinaki. Uyahamba uthi uyahamba usedrobheni umele uhambe uphethe imali ukuthi ma ungabona amaphoyisa it's either amaphoyisa uyabalekela noma amaphoyisa engakubamba sekumele wena ubanikeze imali as i-bribe ukuthi bakudlulise ngoba bazakubopha.
Esephendula isiphepheli lezi isikhulume lisenhlanganiso UNHCR unkosikazi Laura Padoya uthembise ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe izathinta lolugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ukuze kulungiswe izikhalazo zeziphepheli lezi.
We take these concerns very very seriously. It's been a very peaceful protest here today.
Sikhathekisa kakhulu izikhalazo zeziphepheli lezi. Njalo ngiyathembisa ukuthi sizazihambisa kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya.
But we hear that there are a number of obstacles which means that still people are experiencing delays and not receiving the protection that they need.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya belungakaphenduli isikhalazo lezi ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Kodwa ke akukudala umphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Swalezi etshele iPhalamende ukuthi zinengi iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha esezimiswe umsebenzi ngenxa yenkohlakalo kanti ezinye zazo sezixotshiwe. Sekukaningi njalo evela emsakazweni esizwe ekhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi abike yonke inkohlakalo ahlangana layo. Ngimele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Umcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival ungene kulanga lesine namhlanje njalo uphela kusasa. Izolo kuvulwe umbukiso olesihloko esithi silindele uMalaitha ohambisana lomcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival oqale mhla ka 21 Pandula usiyaphela mhla ka 13 kuMfumfu.
Izolo kuvulwe umbukiso olesihloko esithi silindele uMalaitha ohambisana lomcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival oqale mhla ka 21 Pandula usiyaphela mhla ka 13 kuMfumfu. Umbukiso lo uphuzile ukuvulwa izolo iziphathamandla zeNational Gallery Bulawayo zisithi umdwebi uOwen Maseko kumele ethule njalo eminye imifanekiso yakhe ayifakileyo kulandela ukukhithiswa kweminye kodwa wala esithi ababhale incwadi besipha izizathu zokuthi kungani emele ethule imisebenzi yakhe. UMaseko uthi akumphathi ukwethuliswa kwemifanekiso yakhe.
Angafike gala no idilibare si avoided going to the gallery today. I was just frustrated. Ngoba after opening izolo we were supposed to meet again today and discuss what went when but I'm sure ngavele ipenjingana sozobona ngoba ngeke beyikhiphe bafuna mina kube yimi engiyikhipha.
Umqoqo weIntwasa Arts Festival uNkululeko Nkala uthi umcimbi ohamba kuhle kodwa usola ukwethulwa kwemisebenzi kamaseko.
Sicela siyabonisa ukuthi indlela siyenza ngayo. Bekuyisizo sethu ukuthi ngabe khona lokho kuyayenzakala kodwa njengoba sekwazi ukuthi umuntu nendawo yakhe uyakwazi ukuthenja ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale. Ilizwe nelizwe liyakwazi ukuthi lokhu yikho lokhu ayisikho hayi okwakathethina izandla zethu ibothiwe kodwa thina besikufakile ehlelweni lethu ukuthi yonke imidlalo esiprogramu izayenzakala wena yeezibishini ipoesilezi esikufakile kokuthi zabaphathwa
ngoku. Umqondisi we-National Art Gallery koBulawayo uNkosikazi Zile Nkosi Moyo walile ukukhuluma.
Inkasa ayikuthi balama izinto abakhulile lapha vele atshiyene amaningi neprogramu lingayithola emahhofisi nayo intwasa abadalisiza
ngamaa. Lo mbukiso usekelwa yi-National Art Gallery, i-ORAP, i-VAP, le-Omama Art Hub, Intwasa Arts Festival, le-Dream House. NgoLwesithathu eminye imisebenzi kamaseko uyathulisiwe igalari isithi imumethe ezombusazwe lobanje eyabanye elezokhetho ingethulwanga. Amapholisa athe awazi lutho ngalolu daba. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday leqembu lomculo warehouse music elizibiza ngegama lokuthi Mabooster Crew lona licula lise Victoria Falls. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa exoxa noIsrael Mpofu abambiza ngokuthi Jason onguye okhekhela leli qembu.
Leli lidla amalangabi eVictoria Falls. Abantu abaningi bathanda umculo walo. Yeke nasizwe imbali yalo ngamafitshane.
Yimi uJasani. Sizoba lo Kisto, sizoba lo King Bonjo, sizoba lo Ras Phantan, sizoba lo Jalet. Then OS6 no DJ wesihamba naye masiyacha amashows uDJ Jiba. Imaposta kuyo yabunjwa ngo-2011 koBulawayo. Lapho ngahlangana khona lo producer abathi ngo-DJ Furika. Uculo wami mina was inspired by uDJ TPZ.
Po igama lokuthi Mabooster Crew labe njani njalo lithoni Justin.
I-idea le yavela ekuthini sithe sesiqalise umculo wethu sesitonsile nje. Sabe sibona ukuthi umculo wethu abantu bayothakazelela endaweni ezijene endaweni eziningi. So sabe sesithi ukuthi music wethu ugcwele indawo yonke njengamabooster Netflix. So ibizo yikho lapho lahle laqalisela khona kodwa kuthiwa yimabooster yimabooster.
Umdumo wethukene leminye yabaculi baseZimbabwe. Owenu uthiwani?
Umculo wethu thina sawuthi dream based music. Why? Because sabona ukuthi umculo wethu unique. So kungcono sikunike ivizwi esilibo esilibona lifanele. Umculo wethu kodwa thina uhambelana le house music eSouth Africa. Silamadlala athi afika 4.
Aba laleli abafuna ukuthola umculo wenu kumbe ukulandela bangalithola nga
umculo wethu thina ku social media siyatholakala ku YouTube siyatholakala ku YouTube ezima posta tu siyatholakala ama videos ama pengo tracks ethu kona lapho ku YouTube ungathima posta tu siyatholakala even ku Facebook even ku WhatsApp siyatholakala.
Imaphosta liqembu elicula ezingene liphezulu lise Victoria Falls. Besiqeshela lo ngohlelo wonga. Uzo Friday limelo Israel Mpofu. Ozana ngokuthi who chasan. Balazo nemna ligini lonke. Igama lamu Ezra Jesus Band.
Lo ube ngumsakazi uEzra Jesus Banda ekhuluma labo ama booster crew bemelwa nguIsrael Mpofu. Ngalokho omuli eZimbabwe silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutaba kancubenyi sithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.